Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Rat City Radio Podcast. I'm your host for episode 65 here. I'm Perry the Pig, and with me as always is my co-host, Dread. Dread, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, this is Dread, and in today's podcast topic, last epoch's been going for about, actually, hasn't it been an entire month?
It's the 17th would put us at a month. It's a day short of a month now.
Yeah, so we're almost an entire month in the patch, and accidentally, due to some timing conflictions, I'm actually not playing LE right now.
So you jumped ship just for a day, 2 days, 3 days? Because you're checking out Sloramancer, the 1.0 release.
I actually jumped ship. I've been jumping ship for like about a week. I've been taking a break, but mainly just because I've been getting acclimated to Sloramancer again, and I plan on actually playing it for longer than a few days, mainly because I've been kind of waiting for the launch of it for the past 4 years now. So like, it's actually important for me to actually play it for a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to make some videos for that as well. So we can pitch Sloramancer for like just a minute, but like, I don't want to do a Sloramancer episode.
Oh, we're
I
not, we're
I haven't been playing it at all. We've actually done a Sloramancer episode of this podcast before. If anybody wants to like jump ship and go check out what that thing is. So that was a good episode a long time ago then. So Sloramancer.
Yeah, no, we can talk about last epoch.
Sure. But like, just real quick. So like, people know what Sloramancer is, because there's some people who are like out of the loop on it. It's been in early access for a long time. It's like a pixel, like a cheeky bit of humor action RPG. It's a little bit like Chronicon, I believe, but it's really fun. I've definitely enjoyed it a lot. There's like a lot of flexibility in the kind of builds, and one of the compliments that I've had for Sloramancer in the past, like their end game, especially like their arena stuff, their end game's quite good. Like it's a fun gameplay loop. Oh my god.
Ooh. Yeah, it got even better this patch, so it's getting better and better for an offline game made by two people from France. Holy crap, does it put certain things to shame? I will not get into that, but it definitely puts certain things to shame.
Love it.
That so, I will not mention.
So we missed last week's podcast as well. And just before we hit record here, it sounded like you had something on your mind about what you wanted to yap about.
Oh, I can't hear you. Did you die?
Did I die? I don't think so.
Oh no, did he die, chat?
No. Everything's fine.
Oh,
please. I think so. I think everything's fine.
We couldn't hear you for a moment.
What do you mean we? That's a lie.
I mean, I couldn't.
Twitch chat says everything's fine.
I couldn't hear you for a moment.
Oh man, so. Is there a tornado where you are too?
I mean, there was yesterday.
So apparently there's tornado warning right now. So if something happens, but hopefully we're fine. Podcasting, very important. Yeah. Tornadoes would not be rude enough to interrupt this. It's just Dread having issues. Done.
Okay. It's crazy. All right. Continue on.
So it sounded like you had something on your mind about what to talk about. I have some topics. We got backups. Is there something pressing that you'd like to talk about with regards to last epoch?
Well, I wanted to talk about Uber Aberrath a little bit more. I know we've been, talking about it a lot.
Of course, because the last time we talked, you said that you hadn't been playing against Uber Aberrath. You wanted to do Zero to Heroes 2 Aberrath, like normal Aberrath. And I don't know how many Uber Aberraths you had done 2 weeks ago, but now you've done some.
Yeah, and okay. I'm mixed on how I feel about it currently, definitely.
We can
talk about it.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me your impression of Uber Aberrath, I guess, as an escalation of normal Aberrath, and like, how is it for... I want to say the kind of builds that can get to it, but like, you tell me what your perspective is right now.
So I have a few different issues about Uber Aberrath currently.
Okay.
And it's not the fight itself per se. I think the fight itself is fine. Like, it's a little bit like weird to get an Uber version of a boss right after we had the normal one, but that's what happens when you spend 9 months between updates. So
true, whatever. True. And it's very hyped release. It's like they need marketing.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, now that I've done it a few times and all that, like I like played it a bit and did it a few times. I actually went and did it on my wife's last epoch account, and because I needed some room because I didn't want to delete characters. I was like, I need to use your account, honey. I'm running out of character slots. And we did it with that Javelin Time Rot build that was going around.
That build's hot. Love it.
And I'll be honest, out of everything in the patch, I think Uber Abroth's the worst part of the patch by far right now.
But like the patch is very good.
Oh, the patch is amazing.
Like the like, patch itself we're still like high on the patch. Like I know it's a month later, but like it's still just like it's very, very
good. No, I love the patch. I'm just saying out of everything that we've gotten out of the patch, I think Uber Abroth is definitely the worst. And it's for a few different reasons.
Okay.
But if you want, you can talk about your experience.
Yeah, yeah. With so if I'm gonna guess why it's bad, I'm gonna guess that it polarizes builds into being like dedicated extremely for Uber Abroth or like not dedicated for it. Cause like that's kind of what it's done for me personally. Where like
I want to build your like, shift in what you want to play. Like
yeah, like
you seem very distressed about what you want to play of
like I want a build that specifically can do Uber Abroth, or I want something that's like really fast. So like I played a Aftershock Beastmaster, Aftershock Shaman for a while.
That shit, didn't you?
And like it's a cool build. It's a good build. Build guides for the Aftershock thing deserve to exist. It's cool and people should know about that build. To me, it's bad. It's a bad build because it's like not good enough. It doesn't farm 1,000 corruption quickly. It's fine. And it also is not gonna
The dud version was pretty comfy.
And like it's not gonna do like Uber Abroth without like extreme investment. So like if you like the build, play it. But like there's no particular reason to play it.
I think that is kind of like what you just mentioned is really my biggest issue, is because one of the things that I've enjoyed about Last Epoch, and I'm sure you've enjoyed about it considering you're still playing, and what most people enjoy about Last Epoch, is how there was a feeling where you could play a lot of different things and have fun. Mm-hmm. The old version of Abroth, like, you know, normal Abroth, it was difficult, but it didn't feel like as though you couldn't play it. Like
you could take a Cinderstrike build to normal Abroth. It would take a while. Like you could even take Disintegrate to normal Abroth and like you'd get there. And like it was a good challenge, but you can get there. But like ain't no fucking half-ass build gonna take on Uber Abroth.
Like
it's not gonna happen.
I don't even think it should be half-assed. Like I think like if you put in the effort, like you should be able to do it.
It's but simply my problem not going is to happen.
When you take out that part of the game where you just enjoy it for playing different builds and stuff like that, when you start doing that and you hyper fixate it on Uber Abroth, I'm not gonna lie, the game's kind of shit. You look at the game from the vein of only builds that can kill Uber Abroth is like the thing. The game is shit. It's like F tier ARPG in my opinion.
It actually makes me want to play Racing Strike more. It makes me want to experiment less. It makes me want to play like mid tier.
Oh, it's made me not want to play Last Epoch as much.
It's weird, isn't it? And well, like, it's so like you and I play a fuck ton of Last Epoch, so like. It's not necessarily like an elitist thing. It's just like we've played a lot and like we've gotten to the point where this emotion has started setting in. If other people start playing a lot as well, like it's just a matter of time where it sinks in as well. And like it's not condemning the patch, it's not condemning the game, like it's a good game.
Yeah.
But like we could have more longevity if we address the situation.
I mean, the thing is like, let's be real, with the way that Last Epoch has been going over the past few years. Literally, like, what's going to happen? They're going to introduce skill sigils. It's going to be a gigantic amount of power creep, and we're going to be fine. Like, it's probably going to be completely fine. It's not going to matter. Like, this is just a small, incy-bincy bit of problem, because if you take the whole game and chop off Uber Abroth in the top, game's completely fine.
The game's even amazing at that point, because then all of a sudden, like, you're willing to play a lot more builds.
And then without Uber Abroth in the equation, there's still pinnacle content. The pinnacle content that actually kind of makes sense in the game, like the 10 Harbinger fight, and then you have like what you can do at any corruption, so you can essentially choose your own difficulty with that.
True. And the 10 Harbinger fight, genuinely difficult. Twitch chat literally had to remind me, because I forgot, genuinely forgot, that Uber Abroth is not the only boss added in for this patch.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of a shame. Mm-hmm. That's a shame. I think that's a huge shame. And I think Uber Abroth is going to go down over the next few years as one of the bigger mistakes Last Epoch has made in adding.
That's a good hot take. I like
the thing is now it's here. We have to deal with it. But I think a good example here is every single time I look at a build that's doing Uber Abroth it's either one, instantly deleting it. Cool. Mm-hmm. Or two, right? It takes 12 minutes. And then there's some builds in between, but then those builds are like heavily invested, right? But like the fact that you can have a game where you can have a skill like Smelter's Wrath and take 12 minutes to do Uber Aberroth, and then you have like a build that's normal, like Judgment, and it takes like 4 minutes to kill maybe, or a Racing Strike, right? And then you have a build like Falconer or the new Javelin stuff, right? The new Javelin tech recently, where it does it in a minute. I think that it's like, I think the problem is this has just been an underlying crack in the game for a while, or they're kind of lax. What's the French word? Like what? Lazy. I can't remember. Laissez-faire or what? I can't remember the French. Yeah. Sure. Their laissez-faire attitude towards balancing, like we've talked about before, is kind of coming to a breaking point where now with Uber Aberroth in the game, like the cracks are starting to show, to the point where like it's no longer ignorable. I think in the past few patches we could kind of just ignore it because, you know, it didn't matter, right? Because
like there was Aberroth, you know, I guess for a long time there's no Aberroth, and then I think there's Aberroth, but like there's still like plenty of builds that could do it. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that one mention where, you know, some like during one of those podcasts before the league launched where they talked about how like how like they don't actually calculate builds damages and stuff, like they don't actually like do any math in regards to that when they design things, they just kind of do it willy-nilly. Like, you can go look up the podcast yourself if you want to hear that, but I think if they keep going in that direction, I think Last Epoch is gonna like become a worse and worse game because of that.
Part of any like live action service action RPG games, so, like you get to figure it out, but you need to fix it after a season. Yeah,
so Last Epoch has been doing this for a while, and it's starting to get to the point where it's trying to be both, and it's trying to have its cake and eat it too.
Both what?
So what it's trying to do is it's trying to appeal towards a casual audience of people who just want to play the game and have fun, right? Like, you know, 99% of people. And then it's trying to cater towards the more hardcore ARPG enthusiasts, like the people that want more challenges in the game. And what's happening now is it's kind of stuck in between those two things where it can't decide on what it wants to do. Does it want to be a game where people take it seriously, where like, you know, the boss, the end game boss is like actually hard and difficult, or does it want to be a game where anyone can pick up and have fun with it? Because the problem is we're starting to reach a point where they have to kind of choose which side of the road, right? Like, if they want, like, a good example is, like, I've had so many people tell me that, like, they quit this patch because Uber Aberroth was added. Because, like, they spent, like, a month playing a build and they can't do it. They like, scratch them because, like, their skill doesn't have enough damage because it literally does not have enough damage.
There's just not enough multipliers in the game to get to that point.
Like, they literally couldn't do it even if they wanted to. Like, you can't even put in the effort.
If you notepadded it, like, it's just not going to get there.
Yeah, with all the insane power creep, with all of the imprint stuff, even doing like the rotation, the meta rotation where you do like the amber farming, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. All of that, it doesn't matter. And I think the problem is, I think that Uber Aberroth just doesn't fit in the current state of the game, at least currently.
Yeah.
I think it's
it was like kind of a stretch to add it to the game. It definitely
feels like last-minute rushed content.
I agree with you that it doesn't feel like it fits.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't feel like it fits in the power scaling of the game. Like,
yeah,
Aberroth is a normal boss that builds can try to get to. And, like, every build, like, not like every version of every build, but like, every build can get there. You can gear up for Aberroth. And, like, Aberroth, like, for you and me, like, it's kind of easy because they nerfed it, too. But like it's a very realistic boss for I would even say, and I've said this before, and I don't think this is a hot take, for a new player who wants to like jump in and play the game, like not like someone who's only got like 1 hour a week to play, but you know, someone who consumes social media and watches podcasts and tunes into twitch.tv, like a new player who wants to play Last Epoch, Aberroth is a very achievable goal. It's like it's gonna be hard, but like you can get there and you'll do it and you'll feel good about it. But like Uber Aberroth, like get fucked. Like there's no way. Yeah. You need to like really sweat for it.
And like, so if you look at the requirements, so if you want to do Uber Abroth the normal way, and you don't want to cheese him by killing him immediately, right? Which you can do with multiple builds now, which I suggested before the patch even started, and everyone told me I was crazy for assuming that, that there wouldn't be builds that would be able to kill him fast. And, oh, look at that. There's multiple builds. This is an ARPG after all. That's how they work. But, you know, whatever about that. But still, like, I just don't think that the game is meant for that. I think that, like, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to copy Path of Exile just a little too much without kind of like realizing I think they're a little lost in the sauce and a little bit of why people play Last Epoch and why people enjoy it. If I were to view Last Epoch in the lens of like Uber Abroth and stuff like that, I think the game's shit. Like, I'll be honest, like, I think the game's shit. I think
and I are both using strong language to like
express. Yeah, we're using our strong language, right now,
but, like,
by the way.
But like,
yeah.
this I agree with you. I think this is a valid complaint and criticism of current Last Epoch. Good game, like, love it, can't wait to keep playing. Valid criticism, I hear you.
Like, if I want to take the game more seriously and I want to do the kind of things that Last Epoch is trying to give, like, I think I the way that I view it is, like, I go to Last Epoch because I want a casual dining experience, kind of like I guess Denny's would be the word here, Denny's maybe. While
okay,
Last Epoch is like Denny's. You go there, you eat, it's casual, it's fun. And then, like, if you want like a full course meal, you want to be like pampered, you want to be sat down, you want to be wine and dined, you go play Path of Exile, right? You want like a full course meal. You want to be full for hours. You want like the best of the best by the best of the chefs, stuff like that, right? Like gourmet. Like, I'll just go play Path of Exile. And that's not necessarily. And the problem is like, imagine if like Denny's started trying to do like gourmet meals, but it's cooked by like the same chefs in the kitchen, if that makes sense. I think that like, it's trying to be something it's not. Like, it's trying to be this ultra competitive game. Like, I'm going to say something right now. Okay. I'm going to say something right
now. I'm listening.
And this is going to be the hottest take of like, of my entire career.
This is going to be so lukewarm. A lot of people
piss off at me. Like, this is going to piss off a very, very large amount of people, and they're all going to get angry at me. Okay.
Okay.
A bunch of big people too. I think that doing an Uber Abroth race when the CT program exists currently is a gigantic mistake. It is an utterly absurd, gigantic mistake. There you go. I said it.
I don't want to talk about the CT
program. I'm not mainly what I mean isn't doing the race. Like, I think doing the race was fine. But they should have postponed the race, I think. I think that's like a better way of putting it. Like, I feel like as though, because of all the nonsense that's been going on, I feel like as though if they just postponed the race by a week, I think it would have been completely fine, right? I think it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Everyone would have been on the same playing field. But it just kind of feels like it's like, oh, it's this competitive race that you should take seriously, and like, the moment I saw it, I didn't take it seriously.
Do not like take almost, it seriously.
And almost everybody, I saw didn't want to take it seriously.
I feel this whole wave of emotions washing over me when we talk about the CT program, especially with regards to the race, the Uber Abroth thing. There's a couple of good questions popping up live in Twitch chat. I haven't addressed all of them, but I see there's a good conversation happening right now. So one of the questions right now is the CT program. What's that? So let's describe briefly what the CT program is.
Yeah.
There is a community tester program. It is an unpaid position. It's not open right now, but there's a number of people who are part of the CT program, including myself, who had access to the patch 1.2 before it went live. So we were able to play the patch, provide feedback, tell the developer, hey, this thing feels good. This thing doesn't feel good. This thing is bugged. Maybe we should fix it. Those kinds of things. And then everything's under NDA. So if anyone ever tries to tell you that the NDA expires, you can tell them that they are wrong. The issue that Dredd is describing with regards to the CT program existing and the Uber Abroth race is that when there is a brand new boss that has mechanics and damage thresholds and things that you're surely going to want to know about. Like, it doesn't really matter if there's an NDA, because someone's going to say, hey, guess what? So,
like I said, I don't think having the race was a problem. I think the timing of the race, like, I legitimately think if there was just a week for people to play and learn the game, and then you did the race, mm-hmm. not that big of a deal. It's just doing it immediately right after, while also, like, it's just kind of like, it just felt wrong. I'm going to, like, stand here and say that it felt wrong, I think, in my opinion. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of people pissed off at me for saying that, but that's just what I'm going to say.
If we had, like, so I don't know if they could have done it another way with what they currently have, but, like, if we had private leagues, or, like, races, like, proper races like they used to have in, like, Path of Exile that you, like, queue up for. If you had something else available, like, maybe that would work. But, like, the way that Last Epoch is set up right now, like, they had to do it at the beginning. So everybody played the same build because that's the build that people knew about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, a good example is, like, if people, like, a good example is, like, we've been getting a lot of builds recently that have been killing Uber Abroth very fast as well. Like, the Javelin Time Rot thing completely came out of left field.
It did. I love that kind of build. Yep.
Yeah. And, like, it's like, I don't know. It just, like, obviously, I don't think, like, anything was wrong per se. I just think that, like, I feel
it's
like
weird.
So, this is a better way of putting it. I think people would have taken it way more seriously and actually cared about it if that didn't exist. I'll be honest, like, literally everyone I talked to completely thought it was a complete joke. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I talked to a few people behind the scenes. I talked to a few big people behind the scenes as well, like big PoE people. Like, everyone thought it was a joke because of all that going on. So, like, if they want us to take that kind of stuff seriously, like, if they want Last Epoch to be that kind of game where people actually take these things seriously, right? Instead of just, like, joking about it after it's being done, that, like, they should probably make
couple pieces of commentary. Like, they did this, and, like, it was very successful. People loved watching it. Yeah. People were dying. People were testing. People were, like, you know, pushing and staying up.
You had someone win the race and then immediately have it being pushed in question because of the CT thing. Because if you don't know what happened, Woody Joe won, technically, right? Well,
but he doesn't know how to read. Like, it's fine. It's totally fine. He's an action RPG gamer. He's cheated in the past.
What are you talking about? No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying that the fact that that was even possible to happen in the first place is the mistake. Like, there should never have been a time where, like, that could have happened. Like, imagine like you're doing, like, a Formula One race, and the Formula One race car driver has drugs in his car, like performance enhancing drugs in his car. It's like, I didn't use them, but they're there. And it's like, obviously that would be frowned upon and people wouldn't take it seriously. Like, that's why, I don't know. It's like immediately having his, like, kill into question immediately after done and then causing all that drama and stuff, it made Last Epoch look like a complete joke. And I don't like that, because I like this game. True. And I don't want it to look like a complete joke. But, like, I'll be honest, it made it look like a con fiesta. But whatever. That's just me anyway.
The CT program, like, so my two cents about the CT program, it is valuable. It is a valuable program. The feedback that the testers provide to EHG is valuable. People are uniquely positioned as having thousands and thousands of hours in the game, having expertise in, like, one or two particular subjects. Like, there are people out there. And, like, it's not only content creators, you should know. There are plenty of people in the program.
I just want to be upfront at the time as well. I am currently in the CT program. I recently joined due to certain reasons, but I won't go into that. But I'm currently in it, and so is Perry. Yes. I just want to let you guys know that. Like, yeah.
But, like, the issues with, like brand new endgame boss, very exciting endgame boss, and then, like, there's already people who, like, have killed it hundreds and hundreds of times who have opinions on, like, how to do it better. Like, we have build guides going up on day zero of like what the new patch is going to be. It's like not even well, just like, here's my idea of how to do it. It's like, here's a build guide of how to do it.
Well, the thing is like, to answer someone in chat is like, so I don't care about contests at all. It's like, I don't care about contests at all either. But the problem is, last epoch, if they're adding an Uber boss, right, like this, they're adding content like this that they actually want people to take seriously. Like, I would assume that they would want people to take the Uber boss seriously, right? I would assume that. Would you assume that? I would assume they would want people to take it seriously and actually care about it. But currently, right now, like, it's just, like, not many people are taking it seriously. Like, it's just, like, whatever.
I loved the community raises that took place literally years ago by one Vision GL supported by the EHD staff. Those races were phenomenal. Like, they were offline. Like, you still needed to worry about people notepadding or like editing their characters offline, which was a thing that people used to do a long time ago. And it mattered because only offline was available, but it was so much fun. I was looking through my offline characters recently and, oh my God, having those community races was just like some of the most fun I've ever had in Last Epoch. If we had a race to Uber Aberroth,
I'm sorry, continue.
If we had a race to Uber Aberroth right now, I have emotions about it already. First of all, it would be wildly fun. I love it. Wish it would happen. Two, wouldn't everyone just play like Falconer?
Yeah.
Like,
so,
yeah.
So I wanna bring something up, by the way. I just wanna let you guys know, this is not like a slight against Woody Joe at all. Like, I love Woody Joe. He's cool. Like, this isn't a slight against anyone. Like, the only people at fault right now for this kind of thing going on is like the developers, like, or just the game company, because they're the ones that like let this happen. So I just want to point that out, that like that is the problem. That's the core of the issue, is the fact that it happened in the first place. Cause like, that probably just shouldn't have happened in the first place. Because, like, I think I remember what happened was, if I'm not mistaken, and I might be talking about my ass here, I can't remember, but I remember that EHE wasn't going to do a race, but then, like, Ziz wanted to do a race, so they helped him out with it. They should have taken that a little bit more seriously, I think. Like, because, like, obviously it kind of looks like as though they didn't take it seriously, right? So just pointing that out there. Especially like, and like, ignoring all the CT stuff, we had the offline client too during
offline.
Like, we had the offline client, everything. Like, they, like, okay, a good example, all right, they took normal Aberroth absurdly seriously. They were like, we're even pushing back, like,
they did do that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did do that. Yes. Yeah. And that's why I'm confused by this, why they took normal Aberroth so seriously. But then they didn't take
great criticism.
Yeah, like, I feel like as though, like, it's just kind of mixed signals in that regard. And it's like I said, it's just this mixed signal of whether, do you want us to take the game seriously or do you not want us to take the game seriously? It's like, what do you want? You know, like, it's up to you. And it's just a personal opinion. It's just like, whatever. I just have to point that out, because like, people are gonna use this and clip it out of context and be like, oh, Dread hates these people. No, I don't hate anyone involved. Like, I love the people at Max Roll. I love them. They're great. They're not the problem here. I don't blame them at all for this. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything
wrong. They're making guides. They make good goods.
They're making guides. Like, they're partnered with EHG. This is official. That's what they do. They're not doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that, like, I think that if you wanted to take this race seriously, I feel like as though there should have been more effort put into it. I think, in my opinion.
This ties back to something else that you were detailing.
Also, the race wasn't even that enjoyable to watch, because I logged in everyone and they're all playing the same build. That was boring. Like, I'll be honest, that was boring. That was giga boring. Like,
the meta for the race really homogenized quickly.
It was really boring. Yeah. Like, watching everyone play Judgment, don't get me wrong, Judgment's a cool build, but it's really boring to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is like, the whole point of a hardcore race, the reason why you watch hardcore streamers is there's supposed to be a chance to die and suck. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point, right? Like, the whole point, like, I'll be honest, like, the whole point people watch hardcore people is because they want to see them die.
Yeah, give me
the problem. Like with Judgment Paladin, like, you didn't get any of that. It was just boring, because you just like, so even from a just a content point of view, this was kind of weird, right? But continuing on, go ahead.
I want to tie back to something you mentioned previously about EHG and, like, I guess Last Epoch trying to like be the best of both worlds, or try to straddle the line here of being like a casual game and like something that people take seriously. And, you know, having an offline client really, to me, it kind of cements like where they're trying to be. Like they're trying to be like a casual game. Like
that's why
people describe Last Epoch as a game that's like somewhere between Path of Exile and Diablo 4. It's got a lot of appeal for both audiences, but like it's more casual. And like we have a lot of quality of life that's been added to the game, especially for making alts in Last Epoch Online right now, which is amazing. But like the offline client still exists, and that's something that they want to continue to support. So like you can just edit your thing and test it, and if it works, you play it online. Like when you have the casual game that's made with all this quality of life, which is really good. Like people love Last Epoch. I do too. But when you slip in a $5,000 reward for, you know, doing your Uber,
it immediately just like disintegrates.
Yeah. Like, oh, like I'm going to take advantage of all that goodwill. I'm going to take advantage of all that quality of life. I'm going to go test something offline. Boom. It works. Build it online. Like, is that what the race was supposed to be?
And like I said, whatever they want the race to be, like, I don't really care. Like, if they want to make the race like that, they can make the race like that. Like, they're like, you know, adults. They're allowed to make their own decisions. Like, I'm just pointing out that, like, hey, if you want people to actually take it seriously, like, you should take it seriously. Like, yeah. That's my only piece of, like only piece of feedback is, if you actually want people to, like, actually enjoy watching, like, if you want to turn it into, like, this esportsification kind of thing that they want to do, right?
Do they want to?
I mean, they did it for 1.0. That's why they locked Aberroth behind offline and pissed off a lot of people, right? Like, without offline, I mean, they did it for 1.0. Why didn't they do it for this boss? Like, I feel like as though if, like, it's either they got to do one or the other, you know? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
People describe the game as casual, and when people play for thousands of hours, it is a more casual game. It's a very enjoyable game. The casual tag for Last Epoch comes from like the casual approach to the game. Like you can walk up to the game without knowing anything, and you can just play. It's not a second job. It's not a second degree from college like Path of Exile.
Yeah, I was like talking to a few of the PoE like hardcore streamers and stuff that were gonna play, and I mentioned to them about the offline stuff. Like immediately turned off. They're just like, oh, I don't even want to do this. And I'm just like that's the kind of reaction you're going to get out of people who want to be, you know, quote unquote competitive in this regard, right? That's just the reaction you're going to get no matter
so
what.
So we started all this yapping, which is great yapping, with
about Uber Aberroth.
Yeah. Talking about Uber Aberroth, what it's done to the game, and like strong language, but you know, I think we've really outlined some emotions that are important about it, like how the current Last Epoch feels. Like it's fun, but I want to point to like difficulty and like going forward. So like I know that Judd has been on the record saying, Judd's the CEO of 11th Hour Games, on the record saying that he's looking forward to patch 1.3 and 1.4. He's looking forward to he says like that's when he feels like Last Epoch's really going to hit its stride. So
that's
you could
probably the skill sigils to be honest.
Yeah, so 1.4 is the skill sigils, 1.3 is I think it's going back in time to the
1.4 is the skill sigils?
Yeah, 1.4 is skill sigils. And then 1.3 is necromantic lich.
That's awesome.
Sorry to ruin your life.
No. I thought it was 1.3.
So, Judd's looking forward to that, and that's when he thinks that Last Epoch's really going to hit its stride. So like I know this current patch, to me and to many people, is the best patch that Last Epoch's ever had. And he's already looking forward to the future. He's got his plan for like what's going to come with, like especially skill sigils. Everybody wants to know what a skill sigil is. And like I'm along for the ride. Like I'm looking for it. However, with Uber Aberroth being in the game, such a huge fucking increase in difficulty over like normal Aberroth. Again, like normal Aberroth is something that like a casual person, like casual, but you're tuning into social media, could do Aberroth. It's a stretch goal. It's a good goal to have. Uber Aberroth is completely out of reach for that person. What's the next end game content going to be? Are they going to make things that are harder? Are they going to keep making things that are easier?
Yeah, that's actually
how's the marketing going to work for that?
That actually kind of feeds into another topic I've been wanting to talk about. Is over the past, sorry, the light's being really weird, like the sun's shining in and all that. So sorry for the lighting. Yeah, but essentially, this has been kind of a topic I've been talking about for a bit. Where when people ask me about these kind of things, like, oh, why aren't you playing like Cold Out Werebear? Why aren't you playing this? And I say, the power creep is why. And they're like, oh, like, what do you mean? Like, I thought power creep was
not
for
power
the
creep. It's like the power creep of everything else. Not that build.
Yeah, the power creep of, well, no, the power creep of the enemies too. like the enemies are getting more powerful too. I don't know if you noticed, but like the tomb enemies, they're no joke, man. Like
possessed champions together. Yeah, definitely.
Like last epoch's really starting to like pump up the difficulty, which I agree with. I like that. But the problem is when you leave everything else in the dust while doing so, I think that's kind of a mistake, but it's fine.
Yeah. Maybe, like I would say like the tombs and cemeteries. So something that you pointed out to me is like the single target requirements for any old build in last epoch really jumped up with the introduction of like possessed enemies and champion enemies and possessed champion enemies.
For just clear, by the way.
Yeah, just for like even a clear speed build. Like you can't have a clear speed build that can't kill a possessed enemy. You're going to feel terrible with that. That's not going to be fun gaming experience. So like those builds, like tombs and cemeteries. I love tombs and cemeteries. Like they take a little bit long, but like every time that I walk into one, I'm having a good time. A lot of enemies.
No, I enjoy them.
A lot of nonsense going on. A lot of lasers on the ground that I got to avoid. And like it feels good walking out of there alive. Like I like it. Especially like I'm playing a melee build right now. Love melee builds. Just like blowing things up. But like I don't know where I'm going with this. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? The clear speed stuff. So the builds that get left out in the dark for clear speed. We were talking about Hammerdin. Like the hammer throw, like not smite hammer throw, it's like just kind of like bleed hammer throw. I think a bleed hammer throw is like kind of like a canary in the coal mine. Like it's like a stock standard build. People love it. It goes back to like D2 days. It's very easy to put together. It's like hammer throw doesn't have that many more multipliers on it, but like
it did get buffed slightly.
Like it's basically like ailment did. Like anyways. You have like your hammer. Throw multiple hammers, you change them to go in a circle, change them to follow you, get some attack speed, get like a tiny more multiplier. Like it's the kind of skill tree that to me feels like what Last Epoch ought to be. Where like not all more multipliers on the skill tree. It just like mechanically changes the skill. And then like you get your axe.
Frostclaw is still one of the better skills.
That's a great one as well. But like you get more multipliers and more damage from like your other pieces of gear. And I want that build to continue to exist. And like it does, except for the fact that in tombs and cemeteries, your hammers get eaten by the wolves. But that's a different point. My point of talking about this is that cold.werebear was a fan favorite. Why did we take a fan favorite build and leave it out in the dust? That build was mad popular. People loved it. It doesn't have to have single target damage, but it has to be able to kill things. Like that build is not a good choice right now. And like,
yeah, there's like, it's how I felt when I kept playing like Swarmblade. I just felt like, I just don't want to play this right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're like, I've been hearing stuff about Surf and Strike being able to do Uber Aberroth.
You
like,
can. Yeah, that. You definitely can.
I saw that. But what, like, I'm talking about like every other Swarmblade. Oh,
yeah. What? Yeah. Right. Say this.
Like, but yeah, like, it, like power creep goes both ways because as they add more stuff, they're going to add more difficult stuff. And we got like people just don't acknowledge the average amount of DPS required to do content these days because it's risen again, by the way, like again. Like, so a good example is, I think about a year or two ago where like, you would do like maybe 400k. You could do all the content in the game. Then the next patch, maybe 800k.
I remember telling people that if your ailment tick, like if your bleed tick or your ignite tick was like 200k, like it's not enough. Like you want to keep scaling, but 200k was like literally good.
Yeah.
And like and now then, it's garbage.
Yeah. And then 400k with 1.0 or close to that, right? 400k ticks was fine. And then you move to 1.1. which it doubled because of the boss ward stuff and the harbingers. So you want like 1.6 million or whatever. And then now with Uber Aberroth, you want 10 times that value.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit of a problem here. It's like, well, and it's like, well, Dread, like not every build should do Uber Aberroth. And I'm like, well, then now we get into the conversation of, well, if this is meant to be a game for the casuals, right? Like, isn't, you are like, why are you
you're looking at those two sides of the coin and wondering like, am I supposed to be touching both sides? I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like A tier, I would put that in C. Like the A tier, the S tier builds are doing like hundreds of millions of DPS. So unless if they want to do something about that, they can, but that's currently how it is.
I would love that. Please, please yeah, nerf Falconer, now, man.
You know what? My opinion of Falconer kind of echoes like what a casual must be feeling about about Uber Aberroth. Just like I just pretend that a Falconer doesn't exist. I want to play.
My problem with it, okay, here is like, okay, let's nerf all that. Now Uber Aberroth takes 12 minutes to do. Who the fuck wants to sit in a boss fight for 12 minutes? Like, does anyone want to sit in a fight for 12 minutes?
My current Erasing Strike build is like, it's not min-maxed, but like it's a pretty good it's a pretty good build, and I can do Uber Aberroth comfortably. It takes, I don't know, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. And that feels like a long time still.
Yeah, but like it's totally fine. Like for a big epic endgame boss fight, I think that's completely fine.
Yeah, I think 4 minutes is fine. Yeah, 4 minutes is acceptable. I just think that when I see a person who's been playing Smelter's Wrath the entire month while I've played 6-7 builds in its entirety, and then you've played 4 in the matter of a month, and then I see one player that has been playing Smelter's Wrath the whole month, the entire month, on a class that was buffed significantly, by the way, right, in general, and I see him take 12 minutes to Uber Aberroth, I'm like, I kind of want to install the game after that.
That's brutal. Like, I mean, congratulations, you know, taking like a non-boss killer character. Like, good.
But it's like, remember, this is also the patch where Smelter's Wrath got buffed significantly. Not only did its added damage effectiveness get raised, it got a 50% more multiplier, and then it also got it also changed the functionality of it so you could speed up the charge without losing damage. So not only were you playing on a class that got buffed significantly with like sigils and stuff and quality of life, you have the shield node to make you tankier, you have the Smelter's Wrath buffs, then you have all of the power creep in terms of the triple imprinting where people are running around triple exalted items like it's candy, right? Then you have like all of the LP legendaries from the turtle where I could realistically farm a 2 LP world splitter without too much effort, right? Like maybe a day or two of farming Collapsing Horizons, right? And COF, all of that. And it still takes 12 minutes, bro. What the hell? Like, holy crap. It's like, holy shit. Like, okay. I'll be honest. I doubt anyone would love Path of Exile right now if, like, normal Shaper took 12 minutes to do. Everyone would quit the game. They'd uninstall it. They'd be like, okay, I'm not playing this game. I'm done. And, like, I think that, like, that kind of forgets why people play ARPGs in the first place. Like, they want to feel powerful. Does doing a boss for 12 minutes and tickling him with your skill that got buffed 5 times in a row recently, like, does that feel fun?
Fun? The very first time you do the boss?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like a new player.
After a month of playtime.
If it's their first time doing it, like, so by and large, no. But like a new player, like they're gearing up, like they're playing Last Debug for the first time, I'm trying to
No, you're good. I think that's like what I'm getting at, and playing Swordmancer recently kind of made me realize why I disliked Uber Aberroth. Is I feel like as though we're forgetting the fact that people play these games for fun and we're taking ourselves a little too seriously. Like a good example here is like PoE 2 had this where they had the dialed a little to the other way where, like, you know, this is what happens when the game gets a little too serious and it's no longer fun because we're playing an RPG to have fun. Like, do you really think the dude who's like working 8 hours a day and like wants to come home, take his shoes off and stuff like that, do you really think he wants to spend 12 minutes of his hard-earned time, killing?
Dark Souls exists and Elden Rings, like there's an audience for this.
Yeah, but that's not an RPG, though.
It's not necessarily every action RPG, and Last Epoch has already done a lot of things that make me think that it's trying to be a more casual-focused game. So I hear you. Yeah. Like, talking about this more really makes me feel like Uber Aberroth was kind of weird.
I think the thing is, too, is a good example is, like, a lot of people criticize, like, a good example here, an amazing example, is of late, Path of Exile had been doing some leagues where they kind of take a mechanic from a different game and kind of, like, put it into the game, but as, like, a cheesy league mechanic. So some of them work well, like the roguelike thing with Sanctum, although some people fucking absolutely abhor Sanctum with like a burning passion, which is understandable, right? They do that. But then recently there was one called the Ancients one. I can't remember the exact name. It's the one with the Kurui where you have like the little RTS battles and stuff like that. Everyone hated it. Like everyone hated it. It was awful. And it's because they were trying to do something that the genre wasn't. Mm-hmm. They were trying to shove in stuff that the game wasn't. And like, I think that's why there was so much vitriol about Path of Exile 2. Like, I'll be honest, guys. I'll be honest, man. When I watched the first like teaser for PoE 2 and I saw that dodge animation, the evade animation, I kind of puked in my mouth a little bit. I played the game and it's fun. It's great. But it's definitely not like what people are playing PoE 1 for. And it's mm-hmm. definitely not what people are playing Last Epoch for. I can mm-hmm. tell you that much right now. Like, a good example is I made a video talking about build diversity and power creep in Last Epoch, talking about Uber Abroth a little bit more and all that. And I made like a chart showing like all of the builds able to do 1,000 corruption in like Uber Abroth and all that, and how it like kind of like starts up there and then like sharps off. I made a thing. It's like, oh, probably like 10% of builds can do like 1,000 corruption easily, maybe 10-20% easily. Like that's not a problem. I had so many people in the comments and everywhere. Like that was probably some of the most negative feedback I've ever gotten. Everyone was like, dude, I'm not even at 200 corruption. And it like, that was like echoed so much. And it made me realize like, who's this content for? Like, who's it for? Is it for us? We hate it. Is it for, like, the tryhards? They're better games for that. Is it for the casuals? They don't even get to it. So, like, who's the content for? Why'd you make it?
When you say the content, you mean Uber Abroth or do you mean 1,000?
Yeah, corruption? Uber Abroth. Okay, Uber Abroth in this regard. Because if you can't even get to 1,000 corruption, like, you're not going to do Uber Abroth. True, right? Gotcha. Let's be real. If your build can do Uber Abroth but can't do 1,000 corruption, I have no idea what you're playing. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe, sure.
Yeah, like Serpent Strike, like super duper single target.
And yeah, but you can still do it. You could still do it. You
probably could.
I don't think there's any reason.
But not quickly, not like comfortably. Like Serpent Strike, like really has a lot of single target damage.
When I say do it, I mean like just be able to do it. Obviously, sure. I'm not saying blasting 1,000.
Gotcha. Okay.
You're never going to like get a bunch of builds to do that. That's just how this game works, right? Okay. But like when I say do, I mean just be able to get there and do it, right? So, yeah, I know that they said that it wasn't going to be for everyone. But then now, like I said, we're getting those mixed signals again where it's like, what are they designing the game for at this point, right? So, I don't know. It's like, because like the more hardcore casual, like the more hardcore people who play a lot want more balance. The more casual people want just more content. Like, dude, I get so many people asking me, hey, when's the rest of the campaign? When's the rest of the campaign, Dredd? When is it coming? Like, these are the people that pay the bills. Like, whether or not, like, you can sit on your high chair.
I agree with you. The people who can sit on the vast majority of the player base. Well, I know, but there are some game.
People that don't understand this part, right? There's a lot of people that are like armchair and be like, yeah, well, I killed Uber Abroth on day 2, Dredd.
Good. Congratulations.
Good. Like, good. Good for you. But that's not minority. That's not who pays EHC's bills at all, right? At all. Like, not at all. Because you can't whale in Last Epoch, unfortunately. Oh, fortunately? Unfortunately? I don't know. I mean, you can buy all the MTX, but even then, it's like not that much. I don't know. Like, and then now, of course, so I like what Lonnie said. This content won't be for everyone, but it'll put loot behind everyone will want behind this gate. Now, that's interesting because I was in Merchant's Guild the other day. And I was like fucking around and I saw that there was like a 1LP pair of like the Uber Abroth gloves that were like perfectly rolled for like 1,000,000 gold on the market. Obviously, there's a lot of like inflation and all that, mm-hmm. but that's a shame. The fact that that can be so little. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Let me just grab this. I don't have to interact with the boss ever. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Great. It's like, oh, locking behind content. It's like, unless you're COF, then like you have a different problem, right? Mm-hmm. But then if you're COF, you just play a good build and then you just do it. Right.
So yeah, I guess you can only play good build in COF.
Yeah, I guess you can only play good builds in COF. Yeah, that's a better part. Like, what do you think? You play COF only. What do you think about it, considering, like, you're like it was already kind of forcing you down the pipeline of only playing good stuff because of, like, the clear speed requirements, like, farm favor effectively, right? And now it's even worse with all of, like, the tomb stuff. And now it's gotten to the precipice of, like, craziness with Uber Abroth. What do you think, as someone who just plays COF?
The requirements for a build that I want to play right now are, like, not casual friendly. Like, I said this at, like, the top of the hour or something, but, like, I want to play builds that either, like, really have a great chance against Uber Abroth, like, significantly invested in single target damage, or just, like, clear very fast. And, like, unfortunately, one of the very first builds that I played this patch was Erasing Strike. So, like, I've got Erasing Strike. What do I want to play next? And it's like, it's hard to find something. So right now I'm just chasing dopamine and doing things that, like, my brain likes looking at.
Yeah, like you.
I'm playing, like, shiny builds right now. I feel like a crow.
What you've been doing is you've been starting to do what I do, and you've been build hopping a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've been build hopping a lot. I noticed that. Because normally what you'll do is you'll play, like, a build for at least a week. But now you've been playing builds for a few days, and, I don't want to do this. Play a build
like
for
it's
a
not,
few days.
It's not going to get there.
I want to do this.
Like the Aftershock build is a great example of that. Because, like, the single target damage for the Aftershock build requires a totem to be on the ground. And, like, if there's a totem on the ground, the totem's going to die. And then, like, all your damage is going to disappear. And, like, are you going to, like, just be non-Aftershock Earthquake?
Oh, Antez, by the way, had that problem. He was playing the Infernal Shade Zombie Lich build, where you, like, throw zombies on the ground and do Infernal Shades. He had to change his build up so much just to be able to do Uber Abroth with that build. He had the damage and survivability on Lich. It was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
The zombies were a problem.
Yeah.
Because they would immediately die the moment he summoned them.
Yeah. What a wild encounter for minion builds.
Like, we could complain about minions forever. Like, I think minions are, like, the perfect example of this argument, actually, now that I think about it. Because isn't minions supposed to be, like, the casual friendly build, and now you're asking them to wear three sets of gear? I think that's a shame. I think that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a minion player only, like, I'd be very disappointed with EHG right now. Like, I'll be honest. Thankfully, I'm not.
I needed a minion build. I needed a necromancer to get some B-roll footage.
I heard you asking around.
Yeah, and I was like, does anyone have a minion build that isn't donkey doo-doo? Like, what do minion builds look like on a necromancer these days? And, like, I clicked into, like, minion necromancer builds on Maxroll's website. Mm. And, like, at first I didn't find any. I was like, something's wrong here. So, like, I kept, like, looking around, and then I found they have, like, what's the big ugly guy? Abomination.
A-bomb.
Yeah, they got, like, A-bomb. And then, like, there's, like, one other build. Vision GL had, like, a Roid Mage set up there.
Oh, they all, yeah. Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
And, like, this just, what? Where are the
minions? No. Someone just made a Poison Mancer build that works? No, that was doing normal Abroth. That was not doing Uber.
Yeah, I don't
want to point that out.
I don't know what minion builds are.
So my question now my question is, so when they made Uber Abroth, did they play a minion build to test it at all?
Because they're like terrible.
I'll be honest, like, I will buy another copy of Last Epoch and gift it to someone in my stream if like a dev comes and tells me, yeah, we did test it, like, a minion build. Like, I don't believe you. I legitimately don't believe you. I don't believe that you actually played a minion build and killed Uber Abroth. I don't believe you. Like when you were testing it, that wasn't like snapshotting, because they wouldn't have snapshotted because they're developers, right? Why would they do that? That sounds like ridiculous, right? Like seriously, like, did they even try to play a minion build? That's what I mean about it's so out of place. Like, it feels like it was kind of rushed. Like, it just kind of feels like, so, like, did you even test it? Because a good example is, like, okay, if we have a web developer, okay, and they develop a piece of content for a website, and they don't even test it, what would you call that developer? Dumb? Would you call them dumb? Would you call them,
like, junior developer?
Junior? Yeah. Okay, what would the customer call them? Better. Yeah, there you go. That's a better way of putting it. What would the customer call them? What would the customer say? Right? Imagine you go on to, like, Last Epoch Planner, okay? Right? And you click a button and it just doesn't work. What would you say? You'd be like, wow, did he test this? It's just a button. It's literally like the one of the first buttons I see. Like, imagine you go to Last Epoch Tools, okay? And I click on, like, okay, the skill button, S, and it doesn't work. And it's like, did they even test this? This is like one of the, like, this is like one of the fundamental parts of the planner, right? And then, but the thing is, like, you take that and you compare it to, like, the Uber Aberrant thing. Minion players are, like, a large majority of the player base. Like, in general, people love minions. People fucking love minions. Like, absolutely love it. Like, it is a cult following. People love PoE minions. They love everything minion related. I can tell you that right now. A large amount of my audience have been, like, hounding me for a minion build over the past few years because I haven't been doing that many, right? And it's like, people want minion builds, and they don't want to snapshot. I want to point that out. So before you say that, I'm going to cut you off, okay? Everyone wants to play minions. That's a large amount of the casual audience. So you're telling me a large amount of your audience that you know is a large amount of your audience, because I'm sure you can test, like, see how many people play minion builds, right? Like, remember when we saw the stats and we saw Necromancer as one of the highest played classes? Mm-hmm, remember mm-hmm. that? Even though it got no changes or anything? Yeah, like, they can see those stats, right? Imagine putting a piece of content in the game where you just didn't even test it. It just kind of disappointing. Like, not for me. I don't care about minions. Like, fuck minions. Like, we're both on that same train to fuck mm-hmm. minions. Screw them. All that, right? But, like, that just kind of just feels like, I don't know. It just kind of feels. I don't want to say the word. Okay.
It feels like how I talk about, like, the S tier builds, like the very, you know, like, cream of the crop at the top. Like, there's just, like, different video games in Last Epoch. There's like the Merchant's Guild and the COF video game. There's, like, the Falconer video game and, like, the non-Falconer video game. There's, you know, the builds that are allowed to kill Uber Aberroth, and then there's, like, funsy builds that are going to struggle to clear 200 and 300 corruption. Like, there's not a lot of balance in Last Epoch, and, like, I'm kind of sad to say that, because, like, I want to say good things about Last Epoch, but there's really not that much balance. That's one of the things that brings me back to what you were saying about, like, the casual versus competitive appeal of Last Epoch. And, like, it should be casual. It does a great job of being casual appeal, which is why, bringing us way back to the beginning of the conversation, Uber Aberroth, when you start to think about it like this, it does kind of feel out of place.
Yeah, and, like, a good example here is, like, when it comes to minions specifically here, right? Like, when you load in with your minion build, you're like, okay, let's assume you're a player that's been playing the game for 3 years now. You know what you're doing with minions, but you don't want a snapshot. Mm. Okay? You don't want a snapshot. That's it. That's, like, you don't want a snapshot. You want to play a minion build. And then you go and load in Uber Aberroth for the first time after, like, grinding for a month. And you just see your minions immediately die, even though you've built, like, 100 intelligence or 150 intelligence. And you have, like, 1,000 minion health. And then you have all the minion resistances and everything. And then, like, watching your minions immediately melt to the boss. What does that make you feel? Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like imagine you're playing, like, I don't know. What's a good example? Imagine you're playing, like, I don't know, the build you're playing right now with, like, multi-strike smite, electrify, and you're like, wow, this build has pretty decent single target. I'm enjoying it. I'm killing bosses. Then you go do Uber Aberroth. You don't even touch it. You don't even touch his HP. It's like, wow, I thought this build was supposed to have a good single target because of the multi-strike node. Like, what are you supposed to think there, right? Like, what are you supposed to think?
It's so far away. It's hard. Like, I'm currently at that point right now. Like, I can't kill Jura before she flips, before she does her first big one shot.
Yeah.
But I she does that. I flip flop backward to take advantage of the bug, which is still in the game. And then I can kill her, like, 5, 6, 7 seconds afterward, which is, like, good single target damage. It's quite good. But, like, I know my damage needs to be, like, 4, 5, 6 times bigger before I even try, like, begin thinking about Uber Aberroth.
Another thing I want to point out too is, like, well, Dredd, why do you care about this so much? Well, one of the things that Last Epoch was paraded for was the build diversity. Last patch, the build diversity was great. People loved it. People loved being able to play most builds other than, like, the things we make fun of on a daily, right? Like Cinder Strike and all that. People love that. I can't say that anymore. I can't. I literally can't. The best thing about Last Epoch, I can't say it. I can't say like, oh, the build diversity in Last Epoch is great. I can't say it without like.
Well, so in the like past, like one. Last patch, like during 1.1, I would say like the build diversity in Last Epoch is amazing if you just like pretend like the top 1, 2, or 3 builds don't exist, which is still true right now. But right now you need to amend that sentiment, because you need to say that the build diversity in Last Epoch is very, very good if you ignore the top 1, 2, 3, 4 builds and just... Uber Abroth. You gotta ignore that.
That sounds like copium. Like that sounds like
it's starting. Yeah, it's getting juice. closer to copium.
Becoming the copium juice.
And it's true.
So my problem is like, so if Last Epoch isn't that, then what is it? That's the whole point of the skill system, no? Isn't it? I thought that was the whole point, right? Like you're supposed to have these skills, these pathways and stuff like that. You can take your build and all that. But when this is the state of the game, does that matter anymore? Right? Does that matter?
Listen, man. Skill Sigils Season 4 is going to fix
everything. Dude, that's 2 patches. It's going to fix
everything.
And not to be rude, but I will point out whether or not we get a patch within the next 3 to 4 months is still something that's on the table, because like don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
well, they're just not telling us when the next patch is going to be.
Unfortunately, due to prior activities and things that we have seen, we have to be realistic with ourselves and honest. Are we really going to get a patch within the next 3 to 4 months? Like now, if we do,
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. But can we really sit here and lie to ourselves and be like, there's probably not going to be a delay, right? I don't know. Like I don't want to be that kind of person that just like is like drinking all the copium and be like, they'll do fine, they'll do great. Like, I'll be honest, man. Like, in terms of that, it just kind of looks like as though like the fact that like if we're going to actually see a new patch or not within 3 to 4 months, I'm just like,
maybe. Can we nerf Falconer? Please God, can we nerf Falconer? can we at least like just get rid of that?
So now you're saying, but now you're saying this problem will be fixed not one patch ahead of time, but 2 patches when we don't even know.
Let's bring Twitch chat. The next patch is going to come. Let's bring Twitch chat into the know real quick. So patch 1.3 and 1.4, what we're looking forward to. That's the last time that they shared a schedule. So 1.3 is going to take us back in time to the ancient era, something along those lines. They have already begun teasing things about the 1.3 patch. We know that it's going to be a Lich and Necromancer stuff. There'll be a minion changes too. We know that we have like some icons that have been teased in the game, and we previously know that there's something called primordial unique items, which may line up with patch 1.3. So there's a couple things we know there. Patch 1.4 is going to be something called skill sigils. We've seen like a UI mock-up of what it might look like in the future, but we really don't know anything about it. People have speculated a lot what skill sigils are. Maybe like drastically changing a skill by socketing something.
We're essentially thinking they're like cluster jewels right now.
Maybe cluster jewels. That's what
we're currently thinking what they are.
I don't, or like maybe like volatile reversal is like it's a void skill, but you put in the fire sigil and it turns it to fire. Like maybe, who knows? We have no idea what they are. Yeah, but they've been around for a while.
The reason why I bring it up is because you specifically keep saying about like Judd saying that like, oh, this is like when
we'll return. Yeah, he's looking forward to it.
I'm going to assume that's what he's referring to, because I don't know what else he'd be referring to without us knowing.
Right? Who knows? But why don't we know what the timeline is?
Yeah.
Like, just tell us 3 months or 4 months or 6 months. Tell me
this
something.
This is why I bring up the Uber Abroth thing again, is like, this is why we bring it up and we talk about it, is like, because if you think about it, like, Last Epoch's not that good of a game if all you care about is Uber Abroth. Like, I'll be honest, like, if you're telling me, oh, I want to do all the content in the game, like, all the content in the game.
No, that makes it boring.
Like, I'm literally going to tell you to go play Path of Exile instead.
I can tell you where I am right now. If you want to do all the content in the game, it is a more boring game.
Yeah, and that's a shame, because it used to not be that, so.
Brutal. Just ignore it.
Anything
just
else pretend, you wanted to talk about?
Pretend like Falconer doesn't exist. Pretend like Uber Abby doesn't exist. Like,
I feel like asking people to ignore content in the game to enjoy the game more is very bad, by the way. I want to let you know.
Big mood. All right, so what else can we talk? We've been talking about an hour and 4 minutes at this point. There are other things we could talk about. We could talk about the build that I'm playing. Just real briefly, let me tell you that the build that I'm currently playing is like, it's like all my dopamine receptors are turned on. Like I waffled between a couple builds. I wanted something that just was fun to play. And I'm playing, I've got an Aurelis and a sword, or sorry, Aurelis and a shield on my paladin build. I'm playing multi-strike, proccing smite, proccing healing hands, proccing my divine bolts, and a bunch of like lightning stuff with electrify as my damage source.
I feel awful because I saw you playing it earlier and I was just sad because I just thought about it earlier. I'm just like, wow, he's going to throw this in the can too.
Well, it's fun. It's fun so far. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I know, but like, I'm just like looking at the damage and the damage profile of it and all that. And I was just like looking at it. I'm just like, damn, he's going to throw this in the can too, huh? Because, you know, like,
am
like,
I going to be missing that much build. Damage? No.
And I mean, you're playing a dot build. Dot builds aren't doing as well. As well, I will put.
Not, because you need more time to ramp it up.
Well, yeah. You just need more damage. Like crit has always done more damage than, you know, dot.
It might turn into a hybrid build, which I'm not sure I'm willing to admit that, but it might turn into a hybrid build at some point.
Like, I think, okay, yeah, we'll see. My response to that is like, so Jay Paulino in chat just said,
oh, sure.
It feels so good. Probably won't hit Uber, but I don't care. And that's like the thing is like, that's 99% of the player base. If you go and poll them, you go and ask them on YouTube and everything at YouTube, Discord, everywhere where people are at. By the way, that's all we can really ask because I can't really go into random people's houses who don't interact with Twitch or YouTube or anything like that and ask them. It would be weird and awkward, and I know the police called on me. So I can't do that. But the people that I can talk to, and I can tell you right now, my audience is a very casual player based audience. Like they told me, they straight up and told me, like they self-reported. I talked about like, hey, like I think most builds probably should do 1,000 corruption. It's like 1,000 corruption, I barely can do 100. What the heck is this? And then the other half is like, what's a corruption? And it's just like so yeah, I don't know, it's
just having fun. I'll keep working on it, but yeah. I'm having fun. The other thing.
Oh, that's like the thing is like, I've been having fun too, by the way. This yeah. is just such a small problem, but it's a small problem that kind of like, that kind of has been like, I think it's kind of like, you're like, you look at the Rock and the Rock looks pretty, but then like, Uber Abra like has Dwayne? Effectively. No, just a rock on the ground.
Oh, a rock. Okay.
You look at the Rock on the ground and the Rock looks pretty, right? That's the game. That's last epoch. Okay. That's last epoch. But then you take Uber Abroth, which is effectively someone taking the Rock and lifting it up. And you see all the bugs and crawlies. And it's funny that I say bugs because of insects, but you know, it could also mean other things, a double entendre, right? It could mean, it could easily mean just normal bugs. The amount of builds I see these days where I see a kill on Uber Abroth and I have to ask if it's bugged or not pisses me off. Mind you, the fact I have to go and research the build and figure out if it's bugged or not, the fact I have to go and ask all the people I know, like, hey, is this bugged? This looks cool. Is this bugged? This looks cool. This bugged? This looks cool. Because I have to do that, that's also a very sour experience. Like, we just had one the other day. Literally, that was fixed the other day. We had this smite thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I didn't see a video of how much damage it was dealing, but like, if it was negative,
it was zoop. It was like, zoop, instantly dead.
Oh.
It was like literally milliseconds.
All right, Twitch chat. If you have a video of the smite bug from like a week ago or something, I would like to see it.
Yeah, it was absurd. Cool. And it's just like the fact that I can see all these, like, because this is supposed to be a fun part of the game. Like, I'm supposed to be looking at these videos and smiling and happy. I'm not supposed to be looking at 12-minute videos of someone playing Smalta's Wrath and, like, struggling to even do it. And then I read the description that it took them 140 tries to do it. Like, I'm not supposed to be reading that. I'm supposed to be reading, like, hey, look, it took me, like, maybe 10, 20 tries, but I did it with my whatever build, so-and-so build. Like, that's what I'm supposed to be seeing, not like, oh, I need to spend a month farming and like a build that got buffed like 20 times in a row just to be able to do this. Like, I don't know, is that fun? It's like that's where I'm like putting all of this, all of the focus on this, is fun. Because why do we play these games? Fun, right? So if fun isn't what is focused on, then what are we focusing on? I don't know. I just don't see a 12-minute boss fight with a normal build. And I would call this Monster Strider a normal build. It got buffed into viability. Like, if you took that against normal Abroth, it'd look like a normal build, wouldn't it? Like, it'd look like a normal build. It'd be fine, right? I even killed normal Abroth this Monster Strider last batch. It felt okay. It wasn't the best, but it felt okay. But it's just like, I don't want to look at Uber Abroth kills anymore. Like, they're just not fun to look at because it just makes me think, like, how poor this has gotten. It's like, I don't know. It's just like,
I just loaded up a YouTube video on my second browser here, or second monitor here. And 1 second later, I've now seen someone one-shot Uber Abroth. That's a lot of smite damage.
Am I supposed to take the game seriously when that's happening? Like,
cool.
And then, like, a good example, I remember you were doing Uber Abroth, right? You were doing Uber Abroth with the Erasing Strike character, and it took you multiple days and multiple hours of farming and everything, and you were putting your heart and soul into
super enjoyable.
Playing COF, and you were playing one of the strongest spells of the patch, too. That's the thing. And you still were taking forever to do it. And I'm just like, I just look at that, and I'm just like, aren't I supposed to be having fun? This doesn't look fun to me. Like, maybe it's fun to do it.
To me, it was very fun. The progression that I had toward Uber Abroth, like, I started out with Smite, ended up being bugged, but then I was did a Racing Strike, I farmed up a bunch of gear, I threw my corpse at Uber Abbey to, like, learn the fight, I got hit by this, I got hit by that, try again, get hit by this, try again, get by that, like, kind of learn the fight as I go. And like, oh, I think I need a little bit more attack speed, or maybe I need more durability. Do I need more health? Do I need to be a red ring build? Do I need to use something else? And like copying things and tweaking things from other people's builds. Like, it took me a long time, but like, I know the fight really well, and like, I can do it in, you know, 4 or so minutes. I feel like the progression that I have is what every build should have in terms of progression.
But the problem is, now with context, you're playing one of the biggest buff skills of the patch, by the way. They literally buffed it by 100% more damage for no reason, and it still takes you 4 minutes after all that effort and all that. And all these people that are posting kills now that are like getting to 40 seconds have been farming for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's just like, what game am I playing now? Like, if I want to, like, I'll be honest, like, just between you, me,
you and no one
Twitch
else,
chat,
no, just
and the
you
podcast,
and me. Just between
and
you
the
me.
Podcast. I'll be honest with you, if I have to spend a week or two playing a build and investing into it to like get to Uber Abroth, I'm just going to go play PoE, because refining a build is way more fun in PoE right now, because that's not what I play Last Epoch for. If I wanted to refine a build over time, Last Epoch's not the game for me right now, I'll be honest, because it's not fun in the same vein that like another video game is, like
even you as like a primarily Merchant's Guild gamer, like, that's not fun for you.
No, it's not fun because I don't get to play anything. I have a very strict set of things I get to play. Like, the checklist that is required to do Uber Abroth is very long and detailed. Like, from all the research I've done and all the work I've done, it's a very long list of details. Like, and what ends up happening is, just because you have to deal with like all the balls on the ground, the less damage you have, the more balls you have to deal with, and the more tanky.
I was going
to
say, like, the more damage you have, like, that list gets really short.
Yeah.
The more damage you have.
Well, no, and the less damage you have, the list gets super short, doesn't it? Because then you have to deal with more balls, right?
No, sorry. And the list of things you have to deal with is short if your damage is big, because you just end the fight faster.
And it's like, the thing is like, if I wanted to play something like that, like, I had to spend 2 weeks on a singular build just to do that, on a fun build, by the way, not a build that we all know about and all work already, right, and all that, right? Not like that, but like, if I wanted to, take the build you're playing right now, the multi-smite, like, Electrify. If I want to take that to Uber Abroth, it's probably going to take me a week or two, especially if I do it in COF, right, instead of Merchant's Guild. Because I was going to kill Uber Abroth in Merchant's Guild, but I realized that it just kind of felt like a, like, it felt like a, like a, like, not fun because it was just like, oh, I'm just going to go buy gear and then put it on and then because I'm rich. So like that didn't feel satisfying whatsoever, right? Like at all. So if I'm going to do that for a week, there are better games for that right now. That's not what Last Epoch, at least for me, it was good for.
That might be a Merchant's Guild opinion that you have there.
I mean, in COF, like, isn't it worse? Because it takes longer. Like, I don't want to spend, like, I'll be honest, like, I don't want to spend a whole week working on one singular build. Like, because it just doesn't, like, Last Epoch doesn't have the tools right now to make that kind of thing satisfying. Other games do, like Path of Exile specifically. Path of Exile has the tools for that.
I disagree with you on this. I see some people in Twitch chat who
That's okay.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah, that's because
we did it.
No. The problem is what we're talking about is we're talking about the most entrenched individuals ever. Like,
yes.
Like, we're supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
Right? We're supposed to be like this. Like, I'm probably one of the most entrenched individuals when it comes to this. But, like, the thing is, I love Last Epoch, but I know what Last Epoch is good at, and I know what it's not good at. So, like if I want the things that Last Epoch is not good at, it ends up being a worse game. And Uber Abroth is like what I call what Last Epoch is not good at. Right.
So you call this the worst part of the patch?
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, when you have a really good patch, there has to be a worse part, no? Like, there has to be a
yeah. Even if it's a good part. Patch, like something's gonna be like
I think it's fine. Yeah. It's just because like this issue that I'm talking about and hampering about, it's going to get fixed immediately because they're gonna because they keep doing this where they keep introducing absurd amounts of power creep, and it's gonna get fixed eventually. Like, eventually, when you add like skill sigils and you add primordial uniques and you add like ways of getting perfect items with a sneeze of the button, right? Like whatever, like sneeze. Whatever, right? And maybe Cinderstrike one day can do it. But it's just like now we're having this arms race where I've seen this before in like Magic and like Yu-Gi-Oh, like power creep and just copious amounts of it in Path of Exile too, right? That's like one of Path of Exile's problem is the power creep, right? Where it's like gone up and up and up. Like it's not a good path to go down. Or is you like okay. Like you have to go through it to get more content and stuff like that, right? But can you hear me? Am I dying?
I can hear you. You're still good.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Because the stream was like lagging for me. Okay. Thank God. Okay. So like I was saying, like when you do that, right? When you do power creep, you shouldn't be trying to accelerate it. Right now, it feels like they're just trying to accelerate it. They're like, you know, like they're trying to like rush through it. And it's just like you shouldn't go out of your way to try to push the power creep, right? Like a good example, Falconer and Rune Master and Warlock were perfect examples of pushing that power creep to the limit. Like we talked about this at length. I don't even have to bring this up. Like everyone knows what I'm talking about. Like literally everyone knows what I'm talking about when I say this.
You say like the power creep of those classes being added to the game, like that was like
I'm not saying greater, power creep is like bad.
A greater acceleration of power creep than we've seen in other places.
It's just like a gigantic push,
It was huge, yeah.
And like I don't think power creep is bad, obviously. I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I know that like power creep is required to keep people interested. But the problem is like what ends, at least for me anyways, it feels like as though we keep taking these 1 year, 9 month breaks, right? And it feels like they have to make up for that. To make people interested in the game. Well, if we don't push the envelope, then people are gonna be like, oh, this is boring, right? And it kind of feels like that too.
I hear you. I was already interested, and I've asked people like what we know about like when patch 1.3 is gonna come out, but like I'm re-interested right now. I'd like to know, is it gonna be 3 months or 4 months or 6 months? Because, like, we're a month in at this point, and, like, we know what the player retention graphs look like in Path of Exile. We know what the player retention looks like, in any action RPG. Like, they're cyclical. You know, we have a lot of players at the very beginning. After a month, it's going to fall off. Dread's going to go play Stormancer, for example. And, like, what's going to be, like, the next thing? At some point, I'll join you, but just for the sake of conversation.
No, it's so funny, because, like, people are like, oh, you're playing Stormancer now, aren't you quitting? I'm like, dude, You really think that, like, the moment I get, like, you think the moment I get off Swordmancer, I'm going to go play something else? No, I'm going to play Last Epoch. I want to play Last Epoch. I was really enjoying this match. This match is great. I know people, like, constantly paint me as, like, a negative Nancy and all that, but, like, I've been loving Last Epoch. Dude, I've been playing a shit ton of Last Epoch. Why do you think I played Last Epoch in the 9-month break where nothing was happening? Like, I love Last Epoch. It's just Swordmancer.
There's more than one game in the world.
Yeah, sure. I'm allowed to. Yeah.
Are you allowed to?
I don't know. Apparently not.
I thought so. I'm gonna cut it off here. We've been talking for an hour and 20 minutes. Mm. I was expecting that we were gonna talk a little bit about imprints, like imprint strategy, like the things that didn't work in the past, not like they got fixed, because like that's something that a lot of people were looking forward to. And like there's a little bit of drama about like were they nerfed unintentionally, and it turns out the answer is yes. And there was a Reddit thread that went along with it, and like there's good conversation to have along with that.
We can talk about that later.
We can talk about that later. We always can.
I want to talk about that, but we can talk about that later.
But like you know, bringing up Uber Aberroth and talk. So hot thing. Mm. Hot dates. What? Didn't you just say
that? I said hot take.
Oh, hot takes. I thought you had a hot date you had to get to.
I saw.
Oh my goodness, I was getting excited for you. Okay, so no hot dates, only hot takes. You know what's funny? I was asking you for hot takes before this podcast started. I was asking on Twitch chat, and there were people who were like, they're like hot take, like Uber Aberroth like is not fun, or like hot Uber Aberroth is like not really a good boss fight. Like it's good enough. But like, yeah, there are like some other hot takes out there on Uber Aberroth as well. It seems like it's a thing that's on people's mind now that it's, you know, been out in the ether for a while.
And like the thing is like just because it's not good now doesn't mean it can't be good later. Like I'm not stupid to think that like they can't fix it. Like I trust EHG in this regard.
I like the fight itself
is fine. It's just the context. It's the context around it, I think, is my problem. Like, I think if he had like half the amount of health, I think it'd be great.
When you say the context, you mean like the difficulty spike, the...
Well, just, no, I'm talking about Sinner Strike. I'm talking about like Sinner AOD.
Yeah, like the relative lack of balancing in Last Epoch. Yeah. Like it used to be casual friendly. Now it's like this one particular thing that you really want the particular items from it. You can't really get them because if you're casual, you're not going to play a build that's able to take it down. Yeah,
and it, like that's what I'm getting at is like when in context, like I say this all the time, and it makes people think every single time I say it. Remember, Cinder Strike and Uber Aberroth exist in the same game.
Poor Cinder Strike.
That's like saying what is it called? Conversion Trap, and you know, like T-17s exist in the same game for PoE. It's like the mental break. It's like, whoa, like, why?
It's a good question. All right, I'm gonna cut off there. Been just shy of an hour and a half talking about Uber Aberroth. This is like the context of Uber Aberroth. I don't know what to call this episode.
Hey, there was a comment here. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tell me.
I feel like you're trying to. Okay, this is Morphex in Twitch chat. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're trying to put yourself into casual shoes, but a single shoe. Why does a person who does not know what corruption is care about Uber balance or it existing at all? Or if they, well, it's because that's what people are telling me. Like, you don't think I don't read comments? You don't think I don't read people when they like ask me questions and they talk to me, like when I'm streaming and stuff like that? Like, there are people who play this game and only play to like maybe 100 corruption or something. There's like plenty of people I talk to and I ask for build advice all the time. There are people who just don't play that long in the game. And these are all their opinions, all amalgamated into one source. Like everyone's, like if I were to take like a mixing pot, this is everybody. Like this is literally everybody all in one mixing pot. Even people who like Uber Aberroth and like it think it's dumb. Like a good example is like Misha, a good friend of ours, right? She plays a lot of Sentinel and stuff. Every single time, she'll like send me a build. I look at it like, oh, you can't do Uber Aberroth, and she'll be sad. I'm like, yeah. It's like it's the way what I'm getting at. It's like it's cool, but can I do Uber Aberroth? And it's just like I'm not saying this because this is what I feel. Because if I want to go do Uber Aberroth, I'm just going to go play a Racing Strike or Stormcrows or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Something, yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, I'm going to go do it. I don't care if I need to go do it. These are the opinions of people who talk, like, of all, like, the 40,000 people that talk to me, right? And I'm looking out for them and what they talk about, because they're the people who keep this game running, not me. Like, I'm going to play the game regardless if it's shit or not. But, like, those are the people that, like, come back if the game is good. Like, those are the people that, like, I listen to, not the people like Perry and I, or, like, you know, all the hardcore people in my chat, or, like, all the people in my Discord, because, like, they're going to play regardless. That's not who I'm listening to. I'm listening to the people who, like, play the game, like, just semi-casually, because, like, you gotta remember, like, stop being on your high horse, man. Not everyone has tens of thousands of hours, you know? Like, come on. Like, it's just ridiculous to, like, even suggest that, right? Like, there are plenty of people, like, because remember, I used to, like, work all the time, too. Like, a good example is, like, recently, with Oblivion coming out, Oblivion Remastered, it came out, and I had time to actually play it. But normally I don't have time to do that because I'm working too much. And that's how these people feel when they see Uber Aberrath and they see, like, Smelter's Wrath, their favorite build, kill it in 12 minutes. Like, they're like, I don't want to fucking do that.
I think that's a good place to cut it off. No, I like that. Get passionate.
Yeah. Dude.
Let's cut off there.
Yeah.
I want to leave it on that thought because I think it's a good thought to linger on. This is episode 65, I think. Episode 65, Rat City Radio Podcast. Dread, thank you for sharing your passion with me this evening. I know you have a hot date coming up.
Went on the date.
Sorry, a hot take. Hot date?
My goodness.
Dread's going to go do hot stuff off stream. If you're listening on YouTube or Spotify, let us know after the fact where you're listening so we can have your viewing and listening experience to be as clean as possible, despite a tiny hiccup that happened. And there's a thunderstorm happening outside with maybe a tornado, so I'm glad we never lost a stream here. It's worked out well. Cool. Dread, thanks for being here. Appreciate you, buddy. And we'll see you next time.